Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over the weekend, James Harden signed a new extension with the Rockets that'll pay him $42.5 million per year starting in 2019. Do these guys deserve to make too much money, or are salaries getting out of control in the NBA? Like, at some point or another, I just have to say, what do I care what they get paid? I just want to watch them play. I don't care what they get paid. They're all filthy rich anyway, right? David Griffin pulled his name out of the running for the Knicks front office job after their unwillingness to allow him to clean house and bring in his own staff. Did Dolan, James Dolan, make another huge mistake to being loyal to people who have been part of the franchise's failure instead of bringing in a guy who has built a championship team? I mean, obviously, that's what's going on. He continues to let Steve Mills run the team. There's no one that thought that the Hardaway deal wasn't a joke in terms of overpaying a guy. He's not worth that kind of money, $71 million. But you know what? At the end of the day, I said this from the jump, that's not that much money anymore in the NBA. 4 years and $71 million, is it? It's like, that's nothing. A guy is making $106, guy's making $205, guy's making $228. $71 sounds like a deal for a guy that's going to play massive burn every night. Hardaway's going to be in that lineup every night, right? He's going to play 35 minutes a night, isn't he?
Right. When you got J.J. Redick making $23 million, I didn't think, you know, 17 and change was that bad for a guy who made as much, he did as much as he did last year. Although then when he goes to an interview today and says even he was surprised at how much the team offered him and that they brought him in and say, okay, now you're going to improve on both ends of the court, that just makes him look stupid.
Yeah. Bryce Harper would love to see the All-Star game change where the top two vote-getters get to pick their own teams. What do you think of that idea? Would you love if, like, they did it this way, and would you be inclined to watch if the teams were picked that way like other sports have done? Lonzo Ball bounced back with a triple-double in the Vegas Summer League over the weekend, but he'll sit out tonight with an injury, a groin. Markelle Fultz had to be carried off of the court with a hurt ankle, sprained his left ankle over the weekend, and Brandon Ingram has been shut down as well. He had leg cramps, so they shut him down. Do you think the Summer League is good for the NBA, or is it just extra games where players can get hurt before they even make it to the league? Look, I'm watching games tonight. As soon as this home run derby's over, I'm watching that second game on the Deuce, and I'm watching this game right now with Golden State and Cleveland. Is that the game that, Ben, that you saw before that was going to be on, or is there another game after that?
There's two games on later.
Later than this.
One should be starting now, and the other one's starting at 10:30.
Listen, just so you know, the fact that those two games are on are the best news I've got tonight being here. I want to watch basketball. I don't care who's playing. I don't care if someone gets hurt. I really don't, because, Mavi, that's such nonsense. Are we playing tomorrow night?
Yes, we are.
Are we playing Wednesday night?
Yes, we are.
So we got back-to-back games two nights in a row. Is that right?
That's correct. Every week.
Do you hear us crying?
Of course not.
Like, could we get hurt?
Absolutely. We do all the time.
Right. So what's the problem? We just play ball, right? Isn't that what these guys do? They just want to play ball? Do you think these guys don't want to play ball because they're worried they're going to get injured before the season starts? Are you serious? These guys just want to play ball. I don't think that your boy Fultz thought he was going to get hurt. He just got hurt, right? Isn't that the gist of it? The Knicks are allegedly in discussions with both the Cavs and Rockets about Melo, but the Knicks haven't wanted Ryan Anderson from the Rockets, and the Cavs haven't wanted to give up Kevin Love. So why do the deal then? Why do the deal? If they don't want to give you what you want, why do it? What, are you going to take something less than Ryan Anderson? What do they have to give you? Ariza? They're not going to get rid of him, are they? No. I'll take him. What else can
they? Brought back Cardaway. Why not bring back Ariza?
Well, I like Ariza. You don't like Ariza?
I do, but he's not going to match the salary of production. You need more than just that. They got to bring in a third team to get it done.
Who do you think's better player, Ariza or Ryan Anderson?
I guess Ryan Anderson contributes more, but I don't think they have a spot for him. He doesn't fit where they are. They have a big guy that shoots the ball and passes. They need a third team to get involved if they want to do something.
Will either of these teams get a deal done to bring in Melo, or is the only way he is getting out of New York is a buyout? Don't do the buyout. Just don't do it. Mark Cuban says that their direction would be completely different if they played in the Eastern Conference. Does the league need to do something to restore competitive balance before the fans get fed up or just let things take its course? What are they going to do? What are they going to do, move teams from the West to the East? That's ridiculous. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather get ready to embark on their worldwide tour to promote their fight this week. As it's announced that the pay-per-view will cost $100, will you pay that much to watch the fight? Of course you will. And also, Floyd Mayweather allegedly owes a bunch in back taxes from 2015, and I can guarantee you that Conor McGregor is going to bash Floyd Mayweather tomorrow in Los Angeles up and down that he's broke and can't pay his taxes. Meanwhile, Floyd Mayweather, doesn't he have more money than God? How is it that you have more money than God and you can't pay your taxes? Can someone explain that to me? Why is Messi, Ronaldo, and Mayweather all being implicated as tax frauds? Why is that? Why is it the richer they get, the less they want to pay the taxes? And you think I'm kidding when I put the sports tax man on the show and we talk about taxes in these states? Remember when I put him on and we talk about all the player contracts and the taxes? It's all about taxes. These players know. You don't think that Steph Curry knows that he's making $201 million and he'll only make $99 million living in San Francisco? Half of his money's gone. 39.8%, whatever, to the feds. 13.6 or something, whatever it is, to the state. He's screwed.
Floyd lives in Nevada. He doesn't even have the state. He lives in Nevada and Florida, two states that have no state income tax.
And he doesn't pay his taxes.
He doesn't pay.
That's unbelievable, right? Jesus. So, Mavi, don't you think that he's going to bash him over the taxes tomorrow?
Of course.
That's automatic, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.